Yeah, I don't want to miss a meal.
Yeah.
I guess I would too. Huh? What did they used to call it? The place where you let the cows and so forth out to graze. What would you call that?
Pasture.
Mm-hmm, just about pasture. And let's see. What kind of would they used to call a farm where you say made milk and stuff? The kind of farm where you had milk cows. What do they used to call that?
The dairy farm.
Did y'all have a dairy farm or just keep a few cows for your own use? About how many cows did y'all keep? Would you keep very many?
Well, we usually milked about two, and maybe one that was dry. We kept about four or five.
What about hogs? Would you keep very many hogs?
Well, you know that the old saying was to kill one hog to each person in the family. I don't know. We just killed whatever we thought was necessary.
Let's see. Now, put your cotton and your corn, what would they grow in? What would you call the place where they grow? You go out to the...
Where you grow corn?
Mm-hmm. What would you call that place where you grow the...
Cornfield.
Mm-hmm, just cornfield. And same thing for cotton, too?
A cotton field, yeah.
What if you raised something like peas or beans? Would you still call that out of field?
Too? Oh, yeah, sometimes, you know, you put... Sometimes some of them, their butter beans was put in the garden, but peas was put out maybe a row in the corn or something like that.
You mentioned butter beans. I think before you mentioned velvet beans. What other kind of peas and beans would you raise?
That's it, butter beans and that old stinging velvet bean.
And velvet beans you mostly fed to the animals?
Yeah, fed to cows.
What kind of peas and stuff would you raise?
Well, different kind. There was, you know, a lot of different kinds of peas.
Can you tell me about some of them?
Black-eyed peas, and then they had an old colored pea called the whippoorwill. I never did like it.
I'm not familiar with that one. What did it look like? Can you tell me?
It was speckled. And then the ladyfinger pea.
Is that a real little one?
A little tiny one. Then we had a long pea that was yellow when it was dry. And we just called that the Jenkins pea because it was the family of Jenkins that gave me the seed. And we just, I don't know what the name of it was.
And let's see. We mentioned that the lot was usually fenced in. What kinds of fences? Can you tell me about some of the different kinds of fences you might have around on a farm?
Business.
Fences, you know.
Visits.
Fences, like a fence that you might have out.
Oh, fence. Well, I can remember when there was rail fences, but then they've done away with that and had wire fences.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, remember what those rail fences looked like?
Well, they were just old long poles that were split out. They was rough. And, you know, put them down, put one down, one there, and one on that, and one on that, and they zigzagged in and made a fence.
Did you ever have the kind of fences maybe around the house that had little planks that were like this and came up to a point like that? You know what I mean?
No, I haven't.
Did they ever have anything called paling or picket fence or anything?
Oh, like yeah. Picket fence is called picket fence.
Where was that used mostly? Would they have that mostly around the house?
Or? Yeah, around the house on the front mostly.
And you mentioned wire fences. What kind of wire fences would they have?
Wire, well, the wire would be about like we had for the field, for the yard fence.
Would that be any special kind of wire? Would it have barbed wire or anything like that?
Well, you did use barbed wire if you wanted to on top of the other wire. And that was to keep cows from jumping in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And, one question. We talked about some of the work you did raising cotton. You mentioned hoeing a cotton. Did it have any special name for the kind of undesirable grass that came up in the cotton field?
Well, some of it was puffling, some of it was watergrass, and I don't know. There's several different names.
Mm-hmm. you remember much about people putting up fences or anything like that? Do you ever see them?
Yes, I've seen them. I've seen my husband put up a wire fence one time. The place that we moved to the year that, in 1918, this fellow that owned the place got him and his brother to build a fence for him. So they did that during the summer months.